We live in a world when everyone is always concerned about their friends. How can I make my friends happy? How can I impress my friends? Whether it's our physical friends that we live with, or whether it's the online friends, some whom we've met, some whom we perhaps have never even met. But something which is even more important than impressing our friends and trying to make our friends happy is trying to maintain ties, trying to build ties with our family members, what you call silatul rahim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith, "Man ahabba an yubsata lahu fi rizqihi wa yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi falyasil rahimah." That individual who desires for his sustenance to be increased and for his life to be prolonged. Some of the commentators of hadith say that this is literal, that by a person maintaining family ties, Allah will literally prolong his life, and Allah will actually give him more sustenance. Others mention that this refers to barakah, that by virtue of a person joining family ties, Allah Ta'ala will put immense barakah, blessings in his sustenance, blessings in his life, such that he will be able to achieve far more. So he still has the same amount of money, still has the same amount of time, but because of the factor of barakah, he's actually able to achieve much more. If you look at many of our pious predecessors, you just marvel at the amount that they were able to achieve in their lifetimes. Many of the scholars of the past, they wrote books which were volumes. You're talking about 20, 30 volumes long. We struggle just to read them. It's difficult for us to read those books in our lifetimes. Imagine them who actually wrote those books. The only answer that you can think of is the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their lives. So if we also want that type of barakah in our lives, here's the hack. Here's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us, that falyasil rahimah, join family ties. Now, one point which is important to add here is that when it comes to joining family ties, it's not just a, let me have a tit-for-tat relationship. Well, that relative of mine who calls me, I'll call him. That relative of mine who comes and visits me, I'll visit him. The one who sends me a gift, I'll send him a gift. No, but rather the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلُ الَّذِي إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا. That the true joiner of family ties is not the one who just does a favor for a favor. That's good. It's definitely we should return favors. But the true joiner of family ties is the one who, even when his relatives are not kind to him, his relatives don't want to visit him, they don't want to call him, he still goes out of his way to try and build those relationships. So this is a beautiful quality, or should I say habit, that we can try and develop in this month of Ramadan to reach out to those relatives of ours, especially those who don't contact us. Let us call them up and ask them, you know, how are things going? Is there anything you need? Anything I can do for you? And inshallah, by doing so, Allah Ta'ala will put immense barakah in our sustenance as well as in our time. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. In English they say, family is not an important thing. Rather, it's everything. Jazakumullahu khairan wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.